It's about the famous John Dillinger, who's
right.
been in so many films and television series over the years, and Melvin Purvis, the G-Man, I think, on whom Elliot Ness was based. So it's taking us back to the 1930s.
Did you like the film?
I did. I wouldn't say that I was excited by it, and I'm not sure that I was always drawn into it, but I did admire it and the way that it was made and the performances.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp is an interesting character to play John Dillinger. I was wondering, because sometimes in the past, like with The Godfather, some critics say, oh, well, it's glamorising the mafia, or it's glamorising the gangsters, or Bonnie and Clyde is making them folk heroes, that kind of thing. Well, I suppose it actually did happen in the day that Dillinger was somehow or other considered a bit of a folk hero. I'd imagine if a contemporary Dillinger in the United States started robbing all the banks, that the public wouldn't be entirely out of sympathy with him,
well,
given that these days. So it was the Depression. But in choosing Johnny Depp, I think they wanted to show the fact that he had charm, which he does, but the screenplay also shows him as absolutely ruthless.
What is it exactly you do for a living?
John Dillinger, I love banks.
That's a serious thing to say to a girl you just met.
I like baseball, movies, good clothes, fast cars, and you. What else you need to know?
So I thought, well, it is a good choice, and Johnny Depp can, you know, do any kind of role these days. He's very skillful just being there. So he creates a character with Dillinger, even though it doesn't look as if he's making a great effort. But when the thing is over, you do have quite a strong impression of Dillinger.
I see here, just reading about the film and watching the trailer, it's actually got quite a story to the film as well. There's quite a lot of suspense involved, and it's kind of a thriller almost, isn't it?
It is and it isn't. It goes for 2 hours, 20 minutes. So it's fairly long, and it takes place only over about 12 months, from 1933 to Dillinger's death in 1934. There are some flashbacks, and there are some references to the past, but by and large, I didn't find it such a thriller. There are some staged events near the opening. There's a prison escape, which is engineered by Dillinger, and which is done almost mesmerizingly as you watch what happens. And there are quite a number of bank robberies. He prided himself on, you know, being out in and out of the bank within 2 minutes at times.
How long did it take you to go through a bank?
About 1 minute, 40 seconds. Flat.
Well. So you see that kind of thing as well. There's also Melvin Purvis with the G-Men.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got J. Edgar Hoover, a very young J. Edgar Hoover, played by Billy Crudup wonderfully, who is trying to persuade the government to give him funds and to allow him to administer the FBI. But the men weren't quite trained, and while Melvin Purvis was very skillful, a lot of the other members of his squads weren't so skillful, so a lot of the ambushes and the planned action go wrong.
John Dillinger has given us a second chance to get John Dillinger.
But it all builds up to, I suppose, what most people who know about Dillinger know, that he went to the movies. He went to see Manhattan Melodrama with Clark Gable, William Powell and Myrna Loy. And when he came out, he was shot dead in the street in Chicago.
Of course, the film is presented as a true story.
Actually, somebody immediately said to me that during the final credits that he'd read the book on which it was based, and he said quite a number of events were actually fictionalized. So right at the end, there is a disclaimer that while it is based on actual people and events, some aspects have been fictionalized.
Okay, but it sounds like some quite good summer entertainment.
Well, it's a film for adults. It's done in a rather epic style, and it's not just matinee material.
The only way that you would leave a jail cell is when we take you out to execute you.
Well, we'll see about that.